Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Glad to be here. And I wanted to come on earlier, but something kind of held me till now. But I'm glad that I'm here because I'm here much earlier than some other times when I'm late, right? I want to thank you for tuning to the Blog Talk Radio Show. I am Tim Aldred, cosmic philosopher, and I always like to be talking about good things. And one idea I want to pass on is this. Listen to me real good. You cannot rely on other people to, in a way then, that you just trust what they say. If you think that people are telling you the truth, certain people, I will say, I'm not going to say you shouldn't trust in some people. Questionary. But what I want to make sure of is that only use your judgment as to when you're going to hold somebody that they are trustworthy. Because there are people who are trustworthy. They're going to tell you exactly the truth as they know it. They can make mistakes, but mistakes is not attributed to anybody as, you know, on conviction that they are lying. If they didn't know what they were saying, please, don't take them, don't take the law on a person who did not know what they're talking about. So, the thing is to try to teach yourself the truth. And I know this is not going to go down well with someone who don't give in to my kind of thinking here. What I am speaking from right now, it comes on my reading and grasping certain knowledge, and it is because I want a better life. And I will say, you cannot anyway go and advance in an honest way ahead of me when I take this position. My position is for the elite and honest thinker. You see what I mean? It's no joke. How sweet my life is because I have been honest and don't seek to deceive anybody. I was born poor in Jamaica. Yes, I grew up poor. I call it, there's a name, insolvent. Yeah, my parents were insolvent and have a lot of us to feed. And, you know, I am my brother's keeper. I love and care for my siblings. A lot of them don't show me that respect. But the thing is, I know I can get myself into the kind of knowledge that will preserve me, that I don't miss anybody's love because I am accumulating my own reservoir of honesty, truth, well-wishing on everything that I know is good for me and it's good for others. I'm not getting into trouble. And I tell you, I am a daring kind of person when it comes to what is true. What is true, and you don't have to accept it is true, and I am not going to force you to accept what is true, because you know what? I know when what I get from what is identified as the truth, and nobody to knock it down. There is nothing sweeter to me. I imagine if I were doing unrighteous life, I wouldn't feel this way. No, not at all, because I would be always chasing stuff that makes me feel like my life is being, you know, given beyond and all that when I chase after certain kind of things and want my pocket full of money all the time and everything. I don't feel those ways. I, from my youth growing up, I like to be protected by my good conscience. Not joking. So I'm going to pass on this to my, you know, listeners, my friends, because there is no better life than the one that I am trying to live. If I say trying, what I mean by trying, well, it seems to me like it's a good use of words in this context that I'm speaking to say I am trying, because you know what? We are born with a lot of disease and all kind of a misunderstanding of stuff, and how are we going to become better if we do not? Now, listen, I'm going to come around back to what I want to say, but let me just, as a little preface here, tell you this. I realize that when we look around in the world and the amount of people that we know, none of them are headless. They have a head on their body. And there are a lot of people who are sick. All part of their body is not working. And there are a lot of people who have lost, you know, a lot more of their brain ability to power your life. A lot of people are not having the blessing like people who are sound and able to direct themselves in life and to make well. Now, because in this human context of life, we are in this state, whereas when we were in our mother's womb, we didn't know anything. When we were born and began to grow, you know, we come from the toddler, the infancy, until we begin to like turn 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and we begin to realize things, how things are affecting people and what, and you know, the choice you begin to make as you grow up. And you're going to hear some things that, something that are okay. You can make well of some things that you're hearing. But you're also hearing some things you don't have what it takes to say whether or not those things will lead you to the right place. And a lot of things that we hear, we won't be able to make anything of it. Now, here is what I am going to say next. Without we learn to read, whatever English, whatever language we are speaking in, unless we learn to read, understand, and obtain understanding of words and what words use for, unless we come to a good understanding of that, our lives are not going to be enriched with the knowledge you're supposed to have. Because you cannot depend on people to teach you. You'll go to school, of course, and you learn to read. And a lot of ideas will come to you as you go through reading some mythology stuff, reading some nonfiction. Meaning factual things, right? A lot of people may read on the same level, you know, do speed reading or read on the, you know, the general level, like some people who don't get up that high to read fast and comprehend quick and stuff like that. But there are those of us who can just read on, you know, the lower level, but you know what you're reading. That's the important thing. Too many people are reading and don't know what they are. Not in everything, not in every way, but in important ways. Some people don't read with that amount of proper understanding. And your sense of interpretation of things. We need to understand what we read. You know, I was talking to a friend, you know, a couple nights ago. And, you know, I would expect better of my friend. Let me tell you what, because I can't begin to, like, incite you with stuff and don't tell you, you know, the truth. The true background of what I talk about. I don't want to pass on anything that, you know, you keep guessing on. My friend says something about the word create. And as we talk, and I am trying to draw certain understanding of what we are, my side of my idea, what I'm talking about. So my friend brought up the word create. All right. When I get into the nook and crannies of what we are talking about, he's holding a certain position. And I have a different position about the same thing that we're talking about. So the both of us now come to talk about create, because he brought it up. All right, so what I did, I'm having some problem with my friend. We are on the phone, you know, a distance away. And We come from the Christian background, okay? And as far as I know, I'm no more nothing as a Christian, no more. And I'm not going to get into why, but I always tell it, right? So I have good, you know, desire to tell why my journey, or what they call it, why I am no longer a Christian. It is because of my reading ability, all right? So so my friend talk about create, and as far as we go in the conversation, he says create is different from making something. So what I did, since I realized that there is a problem with what he's saying, and I know we're talking about science. Anytime you're using words to convey anything, you're going into word science. Did you know that? Yes, I find that out, and I was not taught that when I was going to any class. I didn't go into a lot of them, but I go into a few, right? I did adult high school, and I did paralegal. I graduated these two things or classes, right? So I understand that words of your vocabulary, right? You know what I mean. You know what vocabulary is. And some people have big vocabulary. I mean, they can really, really, like, you know, do a lot of things to you with their vocabulary, right? I am not all that great, but I am very restrictive to what I know and my use of it. All right, so my friend now is telling me that those words to any word vocabulary that you have, those words that you have, if you look in the dictionary for its definition, when you look up word definition, all right, the word is going to be create now. We are looking for the definitions or definition to the word create. If there is one, we deal with it as one definition and solve our problem with that one definition. If it's like 5, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, or 20 definitions to that vocabulary word, that's how much option you have. Because all of these definitions belong to create by means of, because you're not going to use all those many definitions to that vocabulary words. Those are just like the association of those words to create. Because your vocabulary word is from your vocabulary, right? You unless you look up, which, you know, we have the dictionary. The dictionary is the book. You know, you can go on Amazon dictionaries. Not Amazon. I mean to go on the dictionary and on the internet, we call Google dictionaries. And these words that we want clarity to, we go to look for the associated words with that particular vocabulary word, right? Because the only way you're going to function with this is to look for that vocabulary word that you have in your vocabulary, and you want to find out something about create. Why do you have to look for the words that create, let's say, employ to carry out its definitions in its finest detail? You see, it is science we are dealing with, word science. And a lot of people don't think when they are talking and using their vocabulary word that they need to respect it in the sense that it is a science. Cannot just use that vocabulary word alone when it has other words that is in alliance and relevance with that vocabulary word. I think you understand what I'm talking about now? Create. Now, we were talking about something else, like knowledge and belief. We were talking about that too. And my friend that, you know, we know each other a long time, and we turning old man now, but we used to, you know, talk and happy back in Jamaica. Now, I realize that I'm gone ahead of a lot of my companions when it comes to word, because I have a unique mind and have an interest where anybody else can have the same interest. But you know what? Only when you want to put yourself into that kind of attitude to be able to accomplish certain tasks with words. My friend decide that create is different from those words that are listed under create. And I have a hard time to get him to understand that, and I'm not sure if he's even still at this time come to understand what I am trying to say to him. Because although it is very clear, and I think maybe, you know, I think millions of people would understand, even if they didn't say, if they didn't think of it in the way that I am representing it. I think a whole lot of people, even if they never hear somebody talk about it like that and talk about the difference of knowledge from belief. Belief is not a noun. Belief is a doing word. You either believe or show your act of believing. You can do it in different ways. You can do it orally, or you can do it physically to show that you believe in something. And believe does not take up the place of knowledge. If you go to school, and which school have you been to where they give you a class teaching you how to believe in this thing and how not to believe in this thing? Now, what I found out with believe, we're coming to back to create, is that, you see the church? The church is a house of madness. It's not like religion. And I see that a lot of people don't make distinction between church and religion. Religion is very different from Christianity, from church. If you read well, you will find that. But if you don't, you are going to call church religion. And all the churches, you say, yes, it's your religion, Christian religion. All of them are of Christian religion. All right? But believe is not to be used the way the church teach people to believe. And this may be the first time you're hearing this. But if you go into a certain type of interaction and using words to define things to its best state. You'll find out that you need to make distinction with these things, otherwise you're talking a lot of foolishness. Church is telling you that for you to be a member of the church, you must first believe. That's what I know church does. They want you. And they actually make most people in the world that become church believers cannot get those people to understand later on that they are not under obligation to believe anything. Can't get them to see that. Once you're taught that way, your brain is going to set that way. And when you show that belief does not come ahead of knowledge, the definitions of knowledge doesn't give you belief. It doesn't make you believe. And I didn't know that until I come of age and began to examine words. I found out that they're looking at the definitions for these words. I realized that belief does not work like like knowledge. Belief doesn't work like knowledge. Knowledge is knowing, and knowledge is what gives you power to do things. The know-how, whether you're going to wait or you're going to run. And knowledge is going to tell you that, not belief. Belief don't decide doing things in this context. All right. So talking about what put you in a church is belief. And that means something is wrong with your head, with your brain, and your sense of doing things by good knowledge of using words. Because when you get that knowing of how, nothing don't bother you because you know how to. Now, if you decide to do something, you have to deal with your knowledge. You can't deal with what you believe, because belief is not going to teach you how to hit the nail on the piece of wood. So many people don't know this at all. So therefore, you can get into a lot of situation whereas you don't do well, because people can easily make things good or bad for you based on their knowledge of how to do or not to do. So you can't get into a church unless you believe what they tell you. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? You won't know what you're doing when you become a Christian. You just won't. Because you're going to do everything foolish in the name of Jesus. Jesus never exists. I didn't find that out when I was growing up. Because Jesus, they say, crucified, and that's how now we are keeping Easter and Christmas and so forth. I don't think Halloween is into that, because Halloween is just, you know, and a different kind of thing. But it, you know, it's a Christian thing anyway, although some Christian may not, you know, follow some of those things. But you are still in the church because you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and God who make the heaven and earth. Now, if you don't know that words and the usage of words is a science. Because if all these words only go by their name and one narrow definition of itself, it probably would be different. And communication would be something else, because these words and definitions allow us to have a broad sense of deciding things. But if the word only had a meaning of itself and we can't have no definitions to them, it's not a joke why the word language operate like that. Now, I think some of my friends listening to me may appreciate that, because your life is going to be different if you really understand what I'm saying. Go back to my friend with create and talk about God create. So I draw it to his attention that talking about the way human beings were created, the Christian has one concept about who is, in fact, the civilized gods, and how did Earth become civilized? Christian cannot handle that. Because Christianity is making us think that there was never anything physical called God that make anything on earth. Christianity don't teach us that there is any physicality in there. Is that this God who begot Jesus, which is, you know, all that is masquerade, a whole bunch of foolishness. Are we thinking the way the Bible speak of believing in the Lord Jesus and God begot his son and stuff like that? Your brain is never going to function the way it's supposed to, because it's not true. So there are a lot of educated people who are Christian, and they are civilized African creation of the gods. As long as we don't read history to tell us that our creation as human being, we are hybrid because of the blood that was used to create us. Now, there is something about what I'm saying. As you listen to me, you have a billion of other different ways to think about the world as much as you want. But as it is said, you know, broad is the road that lead to destruction, and few go in. When you go to destruction, broad is the way that lead to destruction. You want to go to destruction? Go into the broad way of unstructured and using, you know, your proper judgment to get things where you know it will land you in the right direction. If you don't do that, your brain can take you into, you know, many thousands of different paths you conceive to do something, and it can't work like that. Because this world that we see here, you may ever ask yourself, how did words and these things come together? They didn't come from monkeys. This arrangement of words and the way we communicate didn't come from monkeys. Go back now into the world history that tells us about the science of how Earth came about and what, you know, like the water that covered the Earth, and after a while, long while, water recedes and dry lands come about. What life form came with the dry land? There was no civilizing anybody. But life form came. We're talking about creates still, right? We're holding that. But just to show you, the use of words mingle with what I am saying. That's what brought me to be talking about this, is doing when we are talking. Christianity allows you to think any kind of way you want, because the church tells you, you are to believe what they're going to teach you. Now, it's not going, the church is not using a dictionary and a history book to let you decide. No. Why? The Bible is a book that you must believe, because a whole bunch of lies in there. Where, because you're believing, you will never question. And even if you decide to do some reading in the Bible, you are never going to come up with any structure that is going to let you know what is really true from what is a lie. Now, you've got to read a history that tells you how life form come about and how we people come about. You know, how the monkey comes about, how microscopic things come about. Which one come first? Which one come second? Which one come third? What is not counted in the history as a species? Are those things that came up with dry land? And there is nothing else but microscopic things back in that era on planet Earth, I say. I'm not talking about those planets out there. I'm talking where we human beings are. And the amount of things that we have going on, that we are killing each other and abusing each other and stuff like that, is that we were not taught how life form comes about. And if you find out how life form comes about, you will be able to inculcate knowledge in you, so that you live the right kind of life you're supposed to live. So, life form comes in with the microscopic. Microscopic comes with the dry ground. After we have water recede and the ocean is around us. If you don't know that, my friends, I tell you, you live a lost kind of life. You may be prospering, you know, financially and stuff like that. But if you never were taught what happened that brings us here, chronologically, you will never be the kind of person, intelligent person. You may be intelligent. You may be a professor in a college too. But yet still, there are a level of reasoning with words that takes you on a higher level. And only somebody who understands that will want to subject themselves to that type of discipline to think and understand things knowledgeably. not believing. Because believe, if you notice, from you were born and grow up, come to an adult, nobody ever compel you to believe anything. Nobody. And the law of the land, whatever it be as law of the land, in America, there is no civilized law of the land. Because the white people who bring about Christianity, and if you don't know that white people bring about Christianity, if you think it's like in Africa, Christianity come from, some people are saying that. We're about the eunuch and the Bathsheba and stuff like that. But, my friends, they're talking about when these white people catches up with us in Palestine and they come and begin to take over the Western universe and impose their homosexual ways on we who they give their disease that's eating us away every day. All right. What I'm saying to you here is there's a way to understand the world around you, and that information we get from civilization. Did monkeys bring civilization? No. But monkeys are the first species, hominid species, monkeys. Right? So, you know the microscopic is not called a species. I don't read that in the World History Textbook. The World History Textbook that we have here today has been publishing more control on the governmental level because it's a world history. It's not, you know, somebody's family history. No, this is world history for people in general. And it's like government control material. The World History textbook is going to have. All right. So therefore, coming to the problem with my friend and the word create, he is talking about the God that you're reading about in the Bible. He's the God that create Adam and Eve. And that's not true. There was no God that in Genesis creation story. There's no God in there. And not unless you read and begin to understand knowledgeably how you read words and get it right every time. Because you're not going off the academic intelligence of words outside of that, right? So someone with high academic knowledge to show you how technical this is. You have a university education to graduate, you know, and know a lot of things that concern life of people and transaction, and you may high up. You know, you remember there was a time we didn't have the use of computer? People, you know, but now we have computer. All right. So I'm showing you this. Why do you think so many people with university education go to or any join this church or that church? Why do you think educated people like that would go to one of these churches out there. Why? Because something is wrong with the education that they receive. So in a lot of ways, the education will be able to bring you a good life, you know, money and things like that. You can do a lot of things. But there is something wrong. There is something wrong with you having such education and don't know that you're not able to see lies in the Bible. Everything is God and Jesus, and you respect it as Jesus. And they tell you, you ought to just believe it. And they are telling all these lies about God and Jesus, and you will never find out unless you find out the right and proper way to read words. And anywhere you go, black is black, white is white, brown, pink is pink. It's nothing else. So nobody is going to talk anything that you cannot fathom, you know, and you're talking about somebody who is, you know, of academic, you know, have high vocabulary. But yet still, you will go to a church like we're Eddie Long, whole bunch of thousands of people go to the church. They have the Holy Ghost. The fact that you have the Holy Ghost and you are looked upon, because the system of Christianity will give you a certain amount of you know, you're given certain clout. You're a Christian and you can be vouched for because you're a Christian and stuff like that. Christianity is a fool's thing, because you go into a church where a man is going to preach to you and you read better than him and everything, but you feel subjected to listening to someone, a woman or a man, preaching to you, and you shouldn't be listening to them. You shouldn't be listening to it, because they're talking garbage, all right? And when you read the Bible, you don't see anything wrong in there with the character of God, even though you are reading contradiction of God. If God in the Bible was a God that is perfect and holy and do all things and is the best friend of humanity, but you read in the Bible that is not true. Someplace else in the Bible is going to tell you that God is not as loving and kind like you are taught. So something has to be obscured in your mind, and you are not thinking about it, what you read before in Genesis. God said when he created man, not just ordinarily good. He said, they are very good. And it turns out, when you read, you don't find a lot of this kind of lies I'm talking about now. Genesis 1, 2. You'll find two different type of creation of Adam and Eve. Two different type. Okay, why is that? All right, now, but when you get to verse 3, where you read about the serpent that God made during the 6 days, that is enough to let you know it's a lie. Because there were never anything in history that tells, and they're going to tell you, God give it all to prophets, holy men, tell, you know, the word to preach to people. And that's where you get hung up. And you are coming out of university, and you don't see the connection to know that when it right and say God is perfect and holy, that God that you're thinking is not God at all. So something is wrong with Christianity that way. Because they have us believing things, and once you begin to believe things like that, your brain, your cerebellum, is no longer on the frequency of civilization. You do not. Now, I could go on and say more, but what I have said now, you know, if you're out there and you're thinking that you can go on about your visions and talk if you want to talk, because you probably still don't get what I'm saying. But there are people that do. Because contradiction is contradiction. If God is said to be one that would be like a shepherd who lost one of his sheep, he would leave the 99 and look for the one sheep out there and come back. My relevance show me that when Adam and Eve sinned in the Bible, God did not do that. And Jesus said that's what his father is like unto. He would come out and bring you back home. God didn't do that. He kicked them out. And then you go and look and say, but they disobey. Well, that's not what was said. It means that, yeah, if you go out of the way, like Adam and Eve did, he was going to go out there and counsel with them and bring them back into the fold. He didn't do that. Instead, you just look and see that these are homosexual writing these Bible. King James, come right on down. And no matter who write the Bible, this is the same problem. It's a believing situation. And I tell you, they're making a big bag of money every day off the church and the name of Jesus. And if you speak against it, they're going to say you're blaspheming. You're not blaspheming. If you know the truth, you're not blaspheming. So I'm telling you, we need to get our world out of this calamity of Bible believing, because you have your education and you don't know that Apostle Paul did not exist. And you go into church and your pastor is preaching the Apostle Paul, and these things sound so good, so nice and stuff like that. And you not going to be resurrected out of believing foolishness unless something happened and your eye open. Okay, neither Jesus in the Bible existed or the God they wrote begot the Son is Son. It's a lie. Every ounce of it, a lie. The Genesis creation book about God making Adam and Eve is a lie. And your life is never going to be what it's supposed to be until you're reading, and don't depend on me or anybody else to tell you. Since the fact you have an education and you go and sit and listen to people who are blasphemers of what is true. Not talk about blasphemer of Bible. I'm talking about blasphemers of what is factual and true. Not in there what you're reading, because the contradictions are in there for you to see. The lies are in there. Wise men follow a star. I believed that all of my life, right until I was like maybe turned 60 years of age and start to read, and words are affecting me. Yes. Words are affecting me now. And I'm finding that every word in the New Testament is a lie. There is no prophecy fulfilled in the New Testament to permit people to be Christians. There is none in the New Testament. What is in the prophecy is different from what is in the New Testament. If you read good, you will know it's true. And you know what? One thing is for sure. I don't practice to lie. And you know what? My sitting down here is about some 5 years or so now. I probably be on this show. And I have never collected a cent from anybody to help me pay for this program. I do not. And I'm not rich. I'm not wealthy. It's just only that I don't have a whole bunch of children that, you know, life would be different. But I am telling you, the riches of our lives is to read. Because if you don't learn to read, don't make anybody fool you that your education is not all that everything. It is everything. Don't make anybody fool you because they can't read and they feel like they're getting inspiration from God. Don't listen to those old bunch of nastiness because they are only feeling spiritual because they are into an institution where it tells them they are to believe everything, and they are the ones reading these old bunch of garbage about St. Paul or Jesus and his miracles and stuff like that. Look, I show my friend, my cousin, that Jesus never existed. He's a minister. And when I bring to him these type of contradictions, lies in the Bible that I have always believed, I realize he knows what I'm saying. I mean it, and it is true. When I want him to read it and dissect these words, he won't do it. He keep on slipping, I mean, you know, getting away of what I am asking him. And I complain to him that, why aren't you paying attention to these things I'm telling you? No, he has his church that he has to go take care of. You see what I mean? I said, Jesus in the Bible, St. John 6, I think, 12 verse to like 16, it tells you this story, that Jesus went out, and forgive me for getting off my creation. I'm coming back to it. Let me just show you how easy it is for a person's brain to get spoiled, that you won't be depending on words to guide you. You are depending on what you believe. And that won't work for your life. You will perish when you're dead if you didn't get a good sense, or you didn't value anything after you're dead, so there is not much that you're not going to enjoy anything in the world, because right in this world, if you don't learn to read, there's not much good life that you can have if you are not reading. If you are not reading. But you have to swallow every garbage people say, and you're going to feel like the Holy Spirit is teaching you and all that. And that's not the way life is made up to work. Word, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word of power, and we depend on the Word and the power. Don't talk about that God is giving you revelation on this and that on the Torah. Why then you think God give men inspired word to teach people that? If you could go on and don't have no reading knowledge, you cannot take charge of anything. That's nonsense. All right. So now I tell my friend that Jesus went out That is in St. John 6, I think it is. I'm going to make sure that I'm not misquoting this. I'm close to it here now. St. John 6. Yes, I am right. This is St. John 6. You read from like the 14th verse. Come on, right down to like about, you know, I think you can read, yeah, pretty much. Then those men, but that's going into the about the middle of what I'm saying. You can read, you know, begin to read on down to it here. But I'll tell you exactly the point I am driving at. There, this is verse 13. Therefore, they gathered them together, filled 12 baskets. So Jesus was out there that morning with his disciples. And you're going to see how many people were gathered there to Jesus, all right? So he says, when they were gathered together, you know, when they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost, right? That is the 12th verse. Now we pass the place. So you should read the chapter from chapter 6. Come right on down to the end to digest what I am saying to you. This chapter is good for the context of what I'm saying. I don't need to go play anyplace else. So the context of this is Jesus went out one morning with his 12 disciples. And as usual, they usually do as you read the New Testament, right? So right in this chapter here, St. John 6, and I'm reading down now to show you what I talked to my pastor cousin, right? And he won't be seen with what I'm saying. Why is not seeing it? It is because belief that he went by when in his earlier days he joined the church. Okay? And it is on the premise that you believe it, why you begin to accept everything in the Bible and you think all of those things are true. Here now, I who also grew up in the church from age 7, and I begin to understand things when my mind began to like show me something different when I am reading. How do I understand the thing that I'm reading, whether it's true or not? And that's where it got me. So now I can tell anybody about the correctness in this context of when you're reading words. And it says, now, Jesus went out with his 12 disciples, and as customary, a lot of people always come to hear the Messiah. So what is? I read, you know, about these things in the New Testament from I was very young, okay? And I never see anything wrong. So there is something about reading and come up with the right sense of what you read, whether it is good or bad, but at least you understand. Now, If you're just going to read it with a belief in everything and you didn't see exactly what he says, you would go on until you're dead and you didn't realize you were reading lies and your belief was not true. You won't realize. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and do anything wrong. I'm simply trying to tell you that you must read the thing
and know exactly what it said. Why should you have university and college and other levels of education and you're reading lies and you don't know? It's simply because something is wrong with believing, and your entire brain is festered. And so it is with the African people from 100,000 ago. It didn't just happen yesterday. White people come in and begin to teach us, set up, we have our own institution, but they come up here and knock down our institution and the kingship that govern us. No, they destroy everything and set up these churches and tell us to accept in the name of Jesus. They make Jesus. And it doesn't matter how authors write and show you that what them saying about Jesus is a lie. They don't want to tell you what happened in Bethlehem or Judea. They don't want. And they follow us coming to the Western Hemisphere. And we don't even know that. There's a whole bunch of stuff we don't know. But since I come to find out, there is nobody on the face of earth that can block what I am saying. What I'm saying that is a fact, if you read it, that opened the doors for you to go through without anybody stop you, because you read and you know the truth. You don't begin to talk, believe nonsense. You have knowledge that makes you know it really says, and not just believing what you don't know. All right, so Jesus went out, and see what is odd about this. It shouldn't be hard, but once believe cloud your mind, you don't see clarity. And it doesn't matter how much St. Paul is lying, and Jesus is lying, and God is lying, and serpent is telling the truth, and you don't know serpent is telling the truth. And you blame God, you blame the serpent. And the serpent tell Eve the truth in the third chapter of Genesis. And according to them, is God made the serpent. And we are reading what the serpent said. And it shows that the serpent was condemning God. And we don't know that. I mean, I grew up with that too. But when I'm reading, I'm finding out, saying, yeah, the serpent did the right thing. When God tell the serpent, tell Adam and Eve they will die if they eat the fruit, the serpent come up and ask Eve, did God tell you not to eat this fruit? And Eve explained, yeah, we are to eat of that, but not this. And then you will find out, it's not a fruit on the tree they are talking about. Because these white people that write these things, they are writing to keep the African people dumb. That's what they were doing. Tell my Holy Ghost Phil, near cousin friend of mine, that Jesus never existed. Because what they're writing here about the prophecy that the people who came out that day, that morning, about 5,000 people, that Jesus turned water into wine or a lot had like few fishes and maybe a piece of bread of, you know, or so, right? And Jesus multiplied. That's the lie, these white people. That's what they know to tell. And it works for them. Because by, 100,000 years ago, they start to poison our body and our brain. And we no longer think like we were 100,000 years ago. Now, this is a fact. And if you want to follow a bunch of people to go to church and stuff like that, well, you're not going to get out of it. But I tell you something, I'm out of that nonsense. And all you need to do is to read well to hold your own. If you are going there and listen to foolishness that people are saying, at least you should make sure you're not listening to something that is not a blessing to you, but what people make up. And they will never understand that they are listening to nonsense and trash, filth, until you yourself read and find out. That's what happened to me. All right. So come on now. My cousin, I thought that he would be able to manage what I'm saying. But no, he has such a pride and a sense of responsibility to the church and the flock he's teaching. Yet still, I am not a preacher like him. And I am showing him words. And yesterday was, I think, the last I was talking to him. And, you know, he does the same thing every time. I can't get him to sit in and digest what I'm saying. So he just let it be. Another friend of mine, I say something about Jesus, that Jesus don't really exist. He doesn't talk to me anymore, maybe about 3 years or so now. He doesn't talk to me. Are we good friends? No. I'm not whipping them to accept anything. I'm simply wanting to let us read and digest the words themselves to see whether or not if Christianity if Christianity is really to save your soul. Christianity is a homosexual thing. And I'm not lying. The Bible is not a holy book. Only a few pages in the Old Testament, like in the book of Isaiah, and not many of the verses. These white people, they muddy up everything that concerns us, and we never be able to correct them at any time. See that when I went to the church and begin to ask them certain questions, that's when my eye opened. And I am asking certain questions. And back then, I didn't know as I do now today. But I beginning to develop a sense of things. And I would go to the church, and they, I wind up getting arrested, I and a friend of mine. So the church is not going to accept you if you begin to see the light of the word and words you are reading and what the text is really telling you. So you have this here to prove that Jesus did not exist. That's just one of the places. And when I say to another friend that but Jesus said he come not to give peace, but a sword. And so did God the same thing in the Garden of Eden. God did not offer peace and reconciliation to Adam and Eve. He put, which is only, I'm telling you, homosexual writing we are reading. Okay? And I am talking about all white people that descend from Europe into all of our countries. They are whom I am talking. They are sodomite homosexual culture. It's them. Okay? And by now, nobody is able to convince to the contrary. If at all you're going to read, like in the English language, what I'm saying is true. Because I would never try to go into that where I'm trying to fight on something that I don't understand. You make sure. I'm not telling you to believe me at all. I'm talking about knowledge, you know. If you want to contend with this, you know, don't go crawling in the corner and think, oh, you know, you believe it and nobody cannot take your belief from you. That's what my friend, preacher, cousin told me. It's like, you don't believe anything. I said, well, look, from you and I have been talking about knowledge and belief. Why are you still telling me that I are using belief to block me? And I'm telling you that, no, you can't use belief, because belief is not anything that you are forced to do. You don't do anything based on somebody forcing you. No law ever being made anywhere that forced somebody to believe. I've never heard of that. And I said, belief is something that you do of your own free will. You use belief in a situational way. Belief can make certain things happen if you, let's say, put your trust in somebody to do something or to represent you, right? You have certain confidence in them. So you say you believe in them, right? So what I am saying to you is that knowledge is what we use in everything to make things work good for us. Because if you don't use your knowledge, you will get lost in a whole bunch of different ways. But belief doesn't make you have knowledge. It works with knowledge to make knowledge grow. But you cannot use belief to make you grow. Like, you couldn't go in a college and just believe that you can read and just go there and sit down and it let knowledge come to you. Knowledge is not going to come to you like that. You have to study. You have to get into the word meanings and stuff like that. And it links you to the tangible things that you're supposed to work with or achieve. It's a simple thing when you get to know it. But apart from that, you're bungled up with belief in a whole bunch of stuff that you believe to be true. You're depending on it. And if you don't do it, is that you're going to fall apart. Well, that's what it is with the church. Once you develop in the church and being taught a whole bunch of things, what the Apostle Paul says, and Peter or John or something like that, you will do it until you die, because that's what you believe and you don't know anything else. But here I come, begin to show you and tell you and say, oh my God, I never seen that. A person with enlightenment, and they hear me say this, you bet they're going to take up the Bible and look at it. But a preacher have a lot at stake that is based upon his belief. Okay, so what I'm trying to say to you now, that in this scripture where I am challenging that the prophecies in the Old Testament that is supposed to be written as fulfillment in the New Testament, I'm showing where, all right, if you think that Jesus was on earth and doing things, well, the prophecy says, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. And I am not restricting you to just read those two verses. Read from the beginning till you get to those verses as well, or read the whole thing. But is because a lot of the surrounding of these two verses doesn't really cut into the what the Messiah would be. So it's the reason why those two verses, 6 and 7, is to me like a prescription that the doctor would give his patient. Those two verses is exactly what we are supposed to look for. It's not the other things then that it was saying. Because this in these two verses must happen. It must happen unto us, a child is born, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, upon the throne of David. Physical things that must happen. Must happen. That Jesus is coming to take control of the world and drive out evil. And he would sit on the throne. I have to ask my friend, isn't David son, Solomon, weren't they physical people? So you making it now like the prophecy is only a spiritual thing. You can't say it's just a spiritual thing. That's the way the Christian belief is taking them down to think. You imagine? Yeah. So once your mind is twisted with believing, and it's not the way the word is supposed to be used, and you're going to be like that all the day of your life. You see what I mean? That's not good. So I am telling you, even though I'm talking to my friends, we're not fighting. We are talking intelligently, and I'm saying that here it is found where Jesus did not exist, and people are talking these old bunch of nonsense and say it is the word of God. So here we go. Therefore, they gather them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Okay? Now, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Did this prophet come into the world? No. This is New Testament. This is where the fulfillment is supposed to be. Right? So all the things like that Christ is going to come and bring peace. It shows that he didn't. And his Father God did not bring peace to Adam and Eve either. Okay? So if you are joking about what you believe, stop joking. And if you respect the words, well, am I not reading it? I'm not telling you anything else. I'm reading it here. And if you are not going this way with it, and you might say everybody can interpret the way they want. No, that's not true. This is not up to anyone to interpret words any way they want. Words are only interpreted one academic type of way. That's a fact. Otherwise, we wouldn't have anybody in the world educated. Because we go into classes, you know, so many in numbers. It's not like one class to one person. We have textbooks saying the same thing. We were not going to come out with nonsense like that. Okay? No. But you have these little people who now are brought into the church and grow, and what you call it, you groom them to become preachers and to teach others, and they don't know bat flies. You see what I mean? And they make up what you call the places where they teach you. What they call it? It's a Bible hermeneutics. You see, Bible, you know, Bible that is not putting the kind of nutrients in your mind as people who have been duped from long ago. We don't need these kind of things that are not bringing you into the light of spiritual life. This is what is happening. Now, you believe in Jesus, and I am showing you, say, the prophet says, Jesus must be crowned. Okay? And see, it says here, and I always read it. Everybody in church who believe, read Bible, read this too. I mean, who did not read it? I know I did read it. And I didn't see anything wrong with it. But now I do. Here these people are saying that these people who Christ fed, about 5,000 of them, which all of this is lies, right? But follow what they are saying and what we Christians believe. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, all of these things are lies. They said, when they saw the miracle that Jesus did, nobody wasn't there because this is not true. But they telling you the story to keep you believing, though. He says, Jesus did, when they see the miracle Jesus did, said, thus is, he said, this is of a truth, when it is a lie, that prophet, Jesus is that prophet that should come into the world. All right? Let's go on and assume that we believe this now. It's going to say next, when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come, that they would come and take him by force. But Jesus now is perceiving that the men who think that he is the one to be crowned, he says, when Jesus think about it, after he came home from that session that morning, Jesus knew that they were going to come and make him king. Right? When Jesus thought about it, they were going to make him king, he departed again into the mountain, into a mountain, himself alone. Imagine this. This is a time for Christ and his disciple to glorify God. Jesus in the Bible here that should be telling us the truth about this, which they are making us think is true, is thinking something different. They're writing something different. So if you are reading the scripture and you see these details and you know them, you're going to find out sooner or later that they're lying, right? Yeah, because this is not the only place that they're lying in the Bible. Every place in the New Testament is lying. I mean, I don't know now of anything in the New Testament that I affirm that's true in the world. It is something of the world that we know about. I don't know of anything in the New Testament. So it goes on to say, and when even was now, yes, and when even was now come, his disciple went down to the sea. So it tells you that when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king. Jesus himself, you know, that we are praising and clapping and giving money to the work of Jesus. Jesus, the New Testament is saying, instead it fulfill it, Jesus is tearing down the very occasion by which he should be crowned. Now, if this is not bizarre, and you see those white people out there, and you think that, oh, they are good, they are people, they are not even people. They come from monkeys. White people come from monkeys, and they don't want us to know that. I mean, a woman, just the other day, a white woman, I was sitting by, you know, we are all, you know, okay, you know, nothing going on, and felt comfortable to tell us that she had a baby that was hairy, and she emphasized hairy, like a lot of hair all over this baby. And she said later they did drop off, but she emphasized that when the baby was born, it was like what they call it, one of those groups of monkeys. She called a name, and I don't know why it slipped me out now, but it's one of those, I mean, terrible monkeys. And she says, this is a white, no, of nothing, you know, that, you know, she don't look like half black or nothing like that. She fully a white person, and said that she had that baby. So the point is, these white people are keeping us African down. They don't want to tell us. I have a history out there to even know where they come from or nothing like that. But I'm reading World History textbook. I now know that they are a species. They are the first species. And 3 to 4 million years, they left Africa and go up into Europe. That's why they are called European. But they were, at that time, Homo erectus. And these white people come directly out of the Homo erectus. And the they come from erectus and crossbreed with the sapien Neanderthals. These white people is a cross between Homo erectus and the Neanderthal species, the Neanderthal sapien species. This is what is happening on planet Earth right now, and why, you know, I was trying to say that if we don't come to a proper sense of reading and know what to choose, what is right from what is wrong, it's only a sense of word is going to guide you. But if you believe anything that church passes on to people and bid you to come to Christ, and like that's the way to God, you know, it's an abominable thing. It should not happen, but that's what is happening to millions or maybe billions of us. But I am glad that there was some energy that stirred up in me to read and know what I'm reading. And I don't read like a lot of people read, you know, I mean, immensely high and so I struggle to read. I struggle to read and read as well as I am doing now. And I don't say I am, you know, a well-read kind of person. But I'm reading enough to find out. I'm reading enough to find out that, you know, and hold the dignity of words so that anybody can deal with me on what I'm saying, okay? All right? So that's what is happening now. And you hear me say anything, go and check it out, please. Because I'm laughing because, you know, it's a sad, sad thing, but might as well. I mean, a little laughter is not meaning that I am going wrong in my thinking. Because, you know, take it lightly, like I am saying now, but on my inner core, I have not taken this lightly. I guess you understand that. All right. So if you read this, you will see that Jesus go up into the mountain and go hide. Right? He said, Jesus, he says, when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again a mountain, himself alone. Where is disciple? His disciple, they gone about their business. And Jesus went alone up into the hill. And when even was now come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come unto them. See, so there is a long separation there. But now is evening time, darkness is coming, and it is saying, these disciples, they, you know, they take a ship and come down into Capernaum, and Jesus was not come unto them up to that point. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, is I, be not afraid. All right, and it goes on, then they willingly receive him unto the boat, and immediately the ship was at the land, whether they went. Right? So, read that for yourself. And now, go back to I said about creation and the vocabulary problem that my friend was having. The easiest way for me to resolve what was going on was to read the words that are the affiliate words, I would say, that is the definition, that forms the definition core of words that connects to the master word, creation. To prove that is not when somebody create something, is the only word to describe it as creation. Because these other words underneath it, they go by the leading word that employ them to associate with creation. Anybody creates something. You take up some things and you're going to make, you know, take up some iron and you're going to form something, a product out of what you're doing. It was iron, just in iron form. But you're going to now frame these iron and put them into a work of art, right? A product, right? All right. You've never seen something like that. And you walk up and you see this thing and say, wow, 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 like this. I want like this. I wonder who make this. I wonder who create this. My friend prohibits saying create that. He's saying, you know, you can say you make it, but not create. When these are the words that are, you know, the franchise of the word create. Anything that you put together from anything is a creation. But context of creation will be commonly what somebody put together, no matter what it is. If you are the one to put it together, you are the creator. It's not like you're equaling yourself with somebody that creates something far superior. That's not what you're doing. But words are used 26 letter in the alphabet. Can make all these words together. Right? And you have to follow the principle. You got to follow the making product. Who is responsible? They say the creator or the maker. You know what I mean? So somebody is holding on to the belief. When you commit yourself to believe, that's the doing. This is where you marry yourself to anything. When, ever, believe. And whenever you see something, that is an act of knowledge. The person has knowledge to make this thing. He has knowledge to create it. So some people are so holy and, you know, and have it all up that way that they want to put certain amount of special respect to the word creation. They can't call anything else creation. If you ever talk about creation, they think that you're blaspheming God. And that's not the way words are for. Words are by context. You know? And you don't need to be putting yourself in bondage, you know, because you're using a word to define God. You know? In world history, in prehistory, we have the word God, small g, God. There's a reason why we have small g, gods. When you go to a god in high rank, they still use a common g for this high god. Above the other gods. You see? And sometimes that high god can be bungled with the lower gods and bungle them and call them gods. Many gods were standing out there.
and stuff like that. So, my friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I know I take a long time to say these things I have said. But I find it more nutritious and fundamental to talk things like these that can serve someone some sense for quite, you know, I mean, maybe forever, you know. And if you didn't hear somebody say that, maybe certain things would never come to your ears. You'd never, like, start thinking about that. Yeah, a lot of things that you hear are being talked about. You get the idea from then, and you go on and benefit by it, right? Well, I know what these things mean to me. And I am very, very happy that I am being shown these things. And I am glad today when I went to adult high school. Oh, yeah. If you think that it's not a great thing for you to learn to read, I'm telling you, just know it. Because without you reading and know for yourself, your life wouldn't be the same. But then there's a higher level of respect that we must have for our ability to read. We don't trust people to go and do anything they want to do with us. Try to use your knowledge of words to help yourself and protect yourself. On detailed things, concept that you have and things like that. Be careful of what you hear people saying, because this is what I get a lot of time where somebody saying, people say this and say, no, look, stop talking about what people say. What book you read that in? And blah, blah, you know. So some people feel good if they tell you about what people say. And I am sure that that's not the way it's supposed to go. You know, no, that's not the way it's supposed to go. And I would like everybody to be on the side of things where you have a hand in it. You want to have a hand in it. Have a hand in things and things will come out all right. Okay, now I do have some more things here that I want to say, and that is as touching it's touching some things that I wrote about and would like to talk about them. The more you learn things, not anything that you believe in, just believing in it, but things that you personally draw upon them and let it rise you to a higher level of understanding and take you on to your old age and you let it benefit you all the day of your life. But if you don't try and help yourself that way, you will perish, you know. You will perish. All right, so I'm going to come back and say some things I'm going to, like, listen to Aquarius. I'll be right back. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, I am back, and let me see here. What's going on here? This is still have that. Okay. You know, what I have in mind to talk about was what we learn in school in the West Indies. Specifically, I was born in Jamaica, St. Catherine Parish. And, you know, it's looking back in hindsight. Now I know and have a good perception of what life has been in Jamaica, being as in the post of slavery in the physical form. It is such a deplorable thing that looking back at my early life as a child and the little schooling that I got, not much, but we walked long distance to get to this, you know, about three different schools I went to. And, you know, it give me a little help, but it is far from what, you know, I would now expect from a school to do for children. All right. A special phase of my thinking is what they taught me. Like, talking about the first level, second level, third level, because we have like six level, level six, and you're like 16 years of age then. Is that so? No, it's, oh, level 16, and it took like about, how long it takes us to go from like this 8-7, yeah, let's see, let me see, 16, and let's say, I'm going to tell you something. This is, see, okay. 7, 14. So it's about 9. So I about 9 years I would be going to school at 8-7 and age up at 16, about 9 years. Something like that. Now, I'm looking back at what we were taught and what we see around our societal surrounding. The church was number one. If there were nothing, there was churches. And, oh gosh, what do I have to say about that now? Is the inculcation of what was expected of us Africans coming out from under white people slavery. And they were not going to teach us our history. They're teaching us those things that they made up from our history to say they are making up a new world. Listen, I don't know if you're out there and this means anything to you, but let me tell you something. I grew up with the love and adoration of what the church is about, teaching us to praise God. But having the knowledge now, having the knowledge now of what the world, the society has been, now I know. Yet I am very angry about this. I am very angry because I remember, what I remember most of going to school back in Jamaica where I spent most of the years going to school is that they taught us about animals, about Percy the Chick, Mr. Willie. Mr. Willie is a pig. Master Willie roll in the mud. What was the name of the dog? I don't remember the name. There was a dog in it. And I'm thinking, why were they teaching us about animals when there now is the truth in South Africa to teach us? They're not teaching us that. If you think that we are not really dumbed down and spoiled because of the white people, you're full of joke. You don't know and probably don't care to know about who we are that we are not because of the talking serpent white people. It may hurt somebody's feelings to hear me say so. However, just consider that, you know, the best I can do is tell you how I grow up and how I feel now looking in hindsight about the way I grow up. And I'm telling you the truth. And based on my mental cultivation of what I know is a fact of my upbringing, what I knew. Around me, I was definitely for the church because I am not someone who resists against a system that I think is good. If I don't know anything else, I'm going to hold on to what is good. And my friends, that's what I'm talking about right now. That's what I'm talking about right now. Why they taught us about animals? Well, you are in America. And there is something similar to them teaching us about dogs, cattle, donkeys and mongoose and so forth. In America, you can see on the TV that they use a lot of monkeys in their shows and commercials and stuff like that. They have not real human beings as children, but something else that is in the beast family. They use in to make fun and laughter. These white people don't care about who we are. They are destroying our opportunity to know who we are. And that is as the most abbreviated form I can put that into. Unfortunately, Europe hominid turned the sapiens into sort of beast killing others. That's the type of people. Don't you see the African people begin to kill each other just like white people do each other? I don't read about that coming, let's say, 200,000 years ago, since the white people, no, not them, I mean to say that we African people were created in South Africa, Abzu, two hundred thousand years ago. 100,000 years ago, we were sent to reside in the Western Hemisphere. And from there, things got out of hand because we were like coming in groups, Chinese, Indians, and so forth and so on, leaving Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere. So you know what these white people who their pursuit was to become human, and they do a lot of interbreeding with our first subgroup, Neanderthals. They take on the Neanderthal first and interbreed up with them and lose a lot of their monkey face and whatever else. Until you see the white people are interbreeding with our African people today. And it is accepted as normal. It's not normal. It is not normal. The history of who they are and who we are, they violated the laws of kingship that our gods brought from their outer space planet called Nibiru, N-I-B-I-R-U, in the Abzu of South Africa. That's where we were created, away completely from what the Bible says. What they are saying in the Bible is white people writing, using the real history
of the African people and turn it into something lower than our, and now they're trying to call themselves by the name of our species, sapien. That's what they're doing right now. I think by we talking about it now, it will prevent them from going to the very end of what they want to bring us to, because they're talking about they want to bring us to homosexual life. I'm telling you that's what they want to do, because that's what I'm reading in schools. Why do you think they come from Europe to a people like us, taking care of ourselves under our government, and they come here and destroy it? And here we are over 100,000 years, lost the image of ourselves. And I can tell you that earlier on, before I began to read more widely, I came across an article that tells me, long before I begin to know, you know, sizable things, it tells me that there are a set, they call them people. But as advanced as you can see, these hominid primates come to look like mankind. It's a big, big type of situation to get them where they are, looking like human beings. Call themselves modern man. We are not modern man. But guess what? They begin to bring us in together with themselves. That's what they're doing. And I have that tells that BC 4000. 4000 BC. Listen, what they did 1,000 years. So there we have the intricate historical process whereby a tiny fragment of humanity was able to exert such formidable influence on the development of world civilization. Now, you probably will not know that this is a European writing here, Ken Spiro. And the title of this book is World Perfect, The Jewish Impact on Civilization. Now, this is like two evil things that they put in this book that is destroying us as I am sitting here. Because white people have nothing at all in common with civilization. Europe has never had any civilization as real people. And when they left and come to America and other places out in the Western world, they never have no European names. because all of their learning of humanity is something that they learn from us because of the crossbreeding that they went into with our early ancestors. So once they did that and come after us and decide that they are going to like trip us up, they're going to use their diseases and polarize us. We will never be anything. That's what they did, and that's what we are today. If you don't see in what way we are scattered and worthless to ourselves, we don't have any government that we used to have, kingship. The best of our educated people don't talk about that. They talk about democracy. What is democracy? Let me get back to what this guy writes in this book and can get back to what I was trying to say, because the time will run out on me. Yes, this is what they are calling us, their civilization. And when they talk about, so there we have the intricate historic process by whereby a tiny fragment of humanity was able, you see them calling themselves humanity, and they are not. White people are not humans. You probably won't accept that, but it's true. They are not humans. And for you have to ask them, they come from monkeys. That's what the World History textbook say. And Europe has never produced civilized people there, except they who went Homo monkey and go into Europe. That's the way the cookie crumbles. So here they are talking and calling themselves human. Okay? A tiny fragment of humanity was able to exert. You hear? Exert. Now, they have our blood. They have a lot of humanity using against us. And all they need to do to control us is to give us their disease. And that's what has happened. Why we don't have any government and are being ruled over these sodomites, homosexuals. That's the truth. That's the fact. A African and a civilized person, you don't know what they do to you. Okay. So here, I found this book. This book just come into my way after a while, and I start to read it and begin to find these nuggets in there. So it says, to understand this process, we have examined the last 4,000 years of the religious and political evolution of the West. We saw the initial gradual and subtle effect of Abraham's profound discovery of one God, a lie, that led to the birth of monotheism, a lie, and Judaism, a lie. We saw the astonishing and dramatic spread of monotheism worldwide via Christianity. That is true. That's what they did. Christianity and Islam, albeit without without ethics and value of Judaism. They never have to apply those things. And we saw these values become part of part and parcel of modern democracy. You see? Democracy is not for us because we have the gods in government until we, it came down to mankind who rule the world with kings and queens, right? And now they are telling you that the things that they have done to us, which has disseminate. He says, and we saw these values became part and parcel of modern democracy, which has disseminate, right? These things that they have as model part and democracy, which has disseminated the Jewish message and concept through modern political, social, and economic movement. That's what they do to us. That is what they do to us and calling themselves human beings. If you don't know history, you're not going to know that what white people are saying, they are lying. But they raise up all these institutions because they use their diseases and our brain is not what it used to be. We don't know ourselves. We can't run our own government. We don't have anybody in Africa that is ruling government under kingship. They don't even know the meaning of kingship, a lot of them. All right, let's see if I can finish this. Unfortunately, Europe, hominid, turned the sapiens into sort of beast killing others. They do us like why we are living the way we do. And the only thing that is going to help if we pay attention, make good sense of what you read, and put yourself together. That's the only thing going to help you. But believing in the church, you're dead. Spiritually dead. You're not going to go anywhere and make good like you think. I don't mean you will make money and buy a house, a nice car, and stuff like that. That's not what I mean. What I mean is the kind of sense you are to have about yourself and the world around you, you will have to read your history. Here is the real problem that haunting the hybrid indigenous people over the last 100,000 years. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. Rewrite our history book. He said, his continued efforts and analytical scientific approach, talking about Michael Tellinger, have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history book. We not about to do that. Maybe in some sort of way, but you don't see our people in higher levels of what they call government, they join up with the white people, homosexual, AD and Adamani, Christmas and Easter, government. That's what the people of Africa who have some money and things like that, they join up with democracy. And democracy don't come from us. These white people overthrow our kings and take away from them and take control of us. And nobody understands the history to defeat what they are doing. Talking what I know, I have no respect for anybody who is doing and indulging in anything that is not what our history is about. Okay, and as much as the good Lord will allow me to talk about it, that's what I will do until I am done. All right, so it goes on to say, what the Western Hemisphere children are taught, seems like I mentioned earlier, is about the existence of a set group of animals. Okay? The Western Hemisphere children are taught is about the existence of a set group of animals. That's what we are taught. Taught everything that wipes out our knowledge of civilization, of our species. And the Christian belief is exactly, the Christian belief, D-O-E-S, does E-X-A-L-Y, yes, yeah. What they teach us is to not know ourselves, my friends, and church is something that you should stay away from. You don't need no Bible except it's going to be a book that you read to understand what went on in the world. But that's not something you want to join in a church with. Of animals and the Christian belief does exactly that. That we don't know ourselves. Used to modify the civilized cerebrum and cerebellum in the brain of the young and old African people. So the view, the surrounding world, the view of the surrounding world as the best he says that they are destroying our cerebellum in the brain of the young and old African people. So of the view, the surrounding world. So,
yes, I want to like see what is what I'm reading here. Good. So they are use to modify. You know the thing that they teach us. Use to modify the civilized cerebrum and cerebellum in the brain of the young and old African people. All right? So so that yes, so that the view, so that the view of the surrounding world as that so that the surrounding view surrounding world so that the surrounding world be seen so that the surrounding world be seen as so that the surrounding world be seen as evil, be seen as evil. And has the beast be seen as the beast perceive it. So be seen as the evil and as the beast. And as the beast perceive. All right, so I think I kind of get it now. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today and hope that all be well with you, okay? I hope that you take care of yourself. Yeah. Yes. And so take care of yourself, you know? Take good care of yourself, and hopefully we will get together again. Dinner is on the stove for you. Yeah, and yeah, and so, you know, I thank you, and get on your own, read and know for yourself. Don't let me get you carried away with anything, you know, because you must either see what I say as a piece of knowledge. You can, you know, do whatever you want to do with it. But if you take anything I say and go away and say and believe it, and you didn't seek to find out whether it's true or not, you know, I'm going to blame you for that. And it's not that I don't have confidence in what I'm saying. I have confidence in what I'm saying. But I don't want anybody to go away and take me for an idol for what I'm saying. Don't do that, because I have never done that. Whatever I'm talking to you about, I work to know what I know. Okay, so that's what I want. And you're not going to do well for yourself if you are just talking what other people say. Do not do that. Find direction into the way of knowledge, the way you can perceive it and live in it, and agree with people who are of the same mind, knowing and loving words and finding the truth. Take good care, okay? And bless you. Blessings to you.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. But autumn leaves start to I look forward I look forward for
for so far going. Wait a minute, going good. I look forward. Forward to things. I check with him, and he said, once you have read the book, he's happy to connect, to discuss it. W-I-N, win. Win. He is C-O-M-E. He is coming. He's coming across, A-C-C-R-O-S-S. When he is coming across. He's coming across. He's coming across. L-I-K-E, like. Like, he's coming across, like, C-I-V-I-L-I-Z-E-D, like, uncivilized, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E-N, Christian. Leave it. E-X-E-C-T. Exactly. Leave it exactly. R-I-G-H-T. Right. W-H-B-R-E. Right where. E-L-E-F-T, where he left it with you. I I-D-O. I don't. W-A-N-T. I don't want to, like. R-E-Q-U-E. I won't bother request to speak, to speak. W-I-T-H with S-O-M-E.